Today we're going to learn Daf Chaf Gimel Amar Aleph of Maseches Beis. So we are holding on Daf Chaf Beis Amar Beis. We are at Ibayiluhu Mahu La Ashen, three lines from the bottom of the page. So says the Gemara, Ibayiluhu Mahu La Ashen, is a person allowed to smoke peros on Yom Tov using spices that they would burn and the smoke would go and give a certain flavor into the peros? Rabbi Yirmiya Baraba Amarav Aser. One may not do that because it's an Isser Malacha on Yom Tov, as we're going to see soon. Even though Malacha Sochel Nefesh is Mutter on Yom Tov, that's only if it's something that's Shavu L'Kol Nefesh, that everybody equally enjoys. But smoking peros is not Shavu L'Kol Nefesh, it's only something that the highly sensitive people who enjoy this kind of thing would need and would want, and therefore it's Aser. Shmuel Amar Mutter. Shmuel says it's permitted to do this because this is something that's Shavu L'Kol Nefesh. Everybody does it. It's not only for people who are wealthy or anything like that. The fact that most people don't do it is because they just don't have the incense. But everyone would do it. Everyone would want it. So yeah, everyone agrees in the Metzius over here that not everybody actually smokes their peros. But the question is, in order to be Shavu L'Kol Nefesh, do you need that everybody actually does it, that it's commonly done by most people, or that most people would do it? Ravuna Amar Aser Mipnei Shemechaber. Ravuna says it's Aser because by putting the spices on the gechalim, on the coals, you're somewhat extinguishing the coals. Amalei Rav Nachman, Ravnei Mipnei Shemavir. Why don't you say that it's also a violation of Mavir by putting it on the coals, and that's an Av Malacha? Amalei Tchilasa Mechaber, Lesof HaMavir. Yeah, it's both, but first is Mechaber, meaning when you first put the spices on the coals, it somewhat extinguishes the flames a little bit, and then it makes the flames go higher, and it's therefore mavir, therefore lights the flames even higher. Amar Rabbi Yehuda al gabei gacheles aser. To put the spices on the coals is aser on Yom Tov because that's a violation of mechabe and mavir. But al gabei cheres, if you have a piece of pottery that's been heated up in a fire and then you put the besamim on that, the spices on that, that's mutter because there's no mechabe, and it's also not mavir because it's not the normal way of havara. It's like havara kila achar yad. It's an unusual way to be mavir the besamim. So that's not aser min haTorah anyway. V'Rabba Amar al gabei cheres nami aser mishum dekamal l'recha. That even on cheres is aser because it's making a certain smell in the cheres itself, in the pottery itself. So the pottery itself is going to be affected by the besamim, by the spices. So the chacham don't allow making something new, like a new smell in the pottery. Rabba Rav Yosef Dami Tarvai Schufei Kosa Yesh Ashirai Biyomatova. Putting a kos that has the smell of spices on silk clothing on Yom Tov, in order that it should have that smell aser. My time, mishum to kamal l'reicha, because also it's being molded a reich in that clothing. Says the Gemara, umayshna. What's umayshna mean? Molulo mariach bo, kotmo mariach, v'kotmo mariach bo. Why is making the clothing have the smell of the besamim different than putting a piece of spices that you're allowed to rub between your fingers in order to get the smell out of it and to smell it that way, or to cut it open in order to get the smell out of it? That's not a violation of being molid reyach. So why is it different to make your clothing smell than to just take the besamim and rub it between your fingers or cut it open in order to get the smell? So it says Gemara, Hasam Recha Miha Isa. You know, in that case, when you're cutting it open or you're rubbing between the fingers, the smell is there. Vosufi Hudakamosif Recha. You're just enhancing the smell, you're strengthening the smell by cutting it open and rubbing between your fingers. But over here, you're making a brand new smell. Rava Amar al gabi gacheles nami mutter. Even to put the spices on top of coals is mutter. Midadava bisra gumri, just like when you barbecue meat, it's mutter on Yom Tov, because it's for the sake of ochel nefesh. This is also for the sake of ochel nefesh. Darshav gavia mi be kosil, apischa de be resh kalusurif. Gavia from Beikasil, darshened by the door of the Reish Galusa, Keturah Shari, that smoking on Yontif, smoking the spices on Yontif is mutter. Now, what exactly does Keturah mean? Keturah means smoke, like the smoke of a furnace, but Keturah could also mean kesher, like a knot. So he didn't say which one he meant. What you're allowed to do to make fragrant smoke come out of somewhere, or to tie a knot or something. He just said something is mutter, but it was very unclear. So Amleh Amemer said to Rav Gavia, "My keturah, which kind of keturah are you saying is mutter nyatif? I keturah biyadi. If you're talking about keturah of the sleeves of a garment, you're talking about ironing creases." Into a garment, so that makes it look like it's somewhat tied. Ma'isa umanhu. You're not allowed to do that in Yantav. That's a ma'isa uman. That's a real malacha. And ila ashein. If you're talking about smoking peros, asur daka mechabev. That's also asur because you're extinguishing a flame. Amle Ravashi said. Ravashi said to Amemer, no, liolam la ashein. I'm talking about smoking peros in Yantav. Mididava bisra gumri. And I happen to hold that it's mutter because it's for ochel nefesh, just like barbecuing meat. My keturah. Another version of the conversation is that he said, "What exactly is keturah?" I keturah biyadi ma'ase umenhu. Ila ashein asa to kamal lebrecha. I'm Ravashi. I know I'm risa naalei. Mishmedik av Rabbi. I'm risa naalei. I'm the one that said this din by Rav Gavia. Liolam la ashein. That really it's talking about smoking peros. Umididava bisra gumri and it's mutter. Just like barbecuing meat. Then the Mishnah said va'osin gedim. That one of the things that the Beis Rav Gamliel allowed was they allowed making a gedi mekulas. They allowed taking a whole animal, a whole goat, and roasting it on Pesach night. I'm sorry, the Rav Gamliel did not allow, but the Chacham were matir. The Chachamim allowed it. Tanya, Rabbi Yos Yomer, Todos Yishromi Hineges Bnei Romi Lechol gedi mekulas. There was a guy by the name of Todos Yishromi, and he developed the minhag in Rome that people should make a gedi mekulas b'leilei Pesachim on the night of Pesach. So the Chacham sent a message to him, Ilmali Todos Ata, if you weren't this great honorable person, Todos, Gazarnu Alecha Nidui, we would make a cherem against you. Sha'ata Machilis Bnei Yisrael Kachim Bachutz, because you're feeding Bnei Yisrael Kachim outside of the Beis HaMikdash, not literally Kachim Bachutz. The Gemara says Kachim Shalgadaitach. What makes it Kachim? No one was ever Mekadish the animal. No one ever was Makdish the animal. Says Mara Ela'ima Ke'ein Kachim Bachutz. It's Ke'ein Kachim. It's similar to Kachim Bachutz in the sense that it looks just like a Karban Pesach. So people might confuse it with making a real Karban Pesach Bizman Azeh, and that would be highly problematic. Says the Mishnah, Shlosh Dvarim Rav Elazar ben Azariah Matir V'Chachamim Osrim. There were three things that Rav Elazar ben Azariah said were Mutter and the Chacham said were Asr. You know, normally there's a din in Shabbos called Shvisas Behema. A person has to make sure that, as the Pasuk says, the Man Yanuach Shorcha V'Chamorcha, that his animals also don't do malacha on Shabbos, not just that he doesn't do malacha on Shabbos. Yet, one of the things Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was matir was paraso yotza. His cow went out biritzua shabin karneha with the strap between its horns. So because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah apparently held that that's only decorative, it's not considered a masui, it's not considered a burden that the animal was holding. A second thing that he allowed was umekardin es behema b'yom tov. He held that they can comb the animal's hairs on yom tov, even though it makes wounds in the animal because these are iron combs. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah allowed doing that because it's a davar shena miskavin. You're just trying to comb the hairs. The fact that it happens to make wounds in the animal is not a problem. And the third thing is v'shochakin es apilpulin breichaim shalehen. He allows grinding up peppers in the mill, which are small hand mills. He holds that's mutter to do on Yom Tov. But the Chacham said you're not allowed to do that. The Chacham thought that's uvda duchal. It's too much of a weekday activity. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. ein mekardinus abehema b'yom tov. You're not allowed to use these iron combs to comb the animal on yom tov. Mnesho sechabura, because it's going to be making a wound in the animal. Aval mekartzefin, but you can use a different type of comb that's made with, that has wooden teeth to it and doesn't wound the animal. L'cham mormim, ein mekardin v'af l'mekartzefin. L'cham thought you could do neither of those things. So now, the Mishnah, the first thing the Mishnah had said was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's cow used to go with a strap between its horns. So the Gemara says, L'meimer Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah chad parah havilei, he had one cow, v'hamar rav, v'amri la'amar rav Yehuda amar rav, t'leser alfi egle hava ma'aser, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah me'edrei kol shata v'shata. You know how rich this man was? He had 13,000 calves that he would give just for ma'aser behema, each and every year. 13,000 for Meiser Behema means there are 130,000, and that's how many new ones he had each and every year. So how could you say that he had one cow went out with the strap between its horns? Says Martana, lo shalo haisa. Now the cow wasn't his. El shal shchento haisa was his neighbor's cow. Umitok shalomichaba, nikreis al shmo. But because he didn't object to her behavior, it's considered as if it was his cow. And the chachamim blame him as if he's the one that allowed it. The Mishnah also said, "Makardinus behema b'yom tov." He held that you're allowed to scrape the animal with the iron comb on yom tov. Tan Rabban, ezu kerud, vezu kirtzuf. What is kerud and what is kirtzuf? Kerud is ketanim va'osin chabura. There's small teeth to the combs, and they make a wound on the animal. Kirtzuf is gedolim, thick teeth to the combs ve'enosin chabura, and they don't leave a wound on the animal. V'shalosh machlokos. There are three categories. There's three levels over here. There's the sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah who allows both kirud and kirtzuf. There's the chamim who asers both kirud and kirtzuf. And then we had Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah who asers kirud and is matir kirtzuf. Good. So that's the machlokas. Now Rabbi Yehuda sava. Rabbi Yehuda holds davashen miskavin aser that you're not allowed to do even a davashen miskavin. Mihu kirud ketana vosin chabura kirtzuf gedolim veinosin chabura v'lo gazrin kirtzuf. So that which is a davashen miskavin is actually going to make a wound, you're not allowed to do. That which is not actually going to make a wound, you're allowed to do. There's no reason to make any special gzeira. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda says that kirud is aser and kirtzuf is mutav. Rabbanan savrinamik Rabbi Yehuda, davashen miskavin aser, but gazrin kirtzuf atu kirud. The Rabbanan also agree that davashen miskavin is aser, but they think it's worthwhile to make a gzeira, that the Rabbanan made a gzeira. You can't do kirtzuf lest you do kerut. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah savar la Rabbi Shimon daven davashen miskavin mutter ben kirtzuf shari. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon throughout Shas that davashen miskavin is mutter, and therefore whether it's kerut kirtzuf, it's all mutter. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Shmuel, Varmi, Amar Rav Nachman, L'chadei. Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon, Shari Rav Lezim Nazar, Yamodalo. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, who allows the davashen miskavin, because Rav Lezim Nazar, Paskin is like Rabbi Shimon. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Neim, Amar, Halacha k'Rabbi Dushay, Chacham, Modim, Lo. Why would you say the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, just because Rav Lezim Nazar, Paskin is like him? I would say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, because the Chachamim, Paskin like him. Amar Lei, Anak Rabbi Shimon, Svirli. I happen to think Rabbi Shimon is correct, that a davashen miskavin is mutter. The fact that I said because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah paskins like him, that's not my real reason for paskining like him. It's just because I think he's correct. It's va'od shar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah modelav. And yeah, it's nice to have the support of the likes of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So that's like an additional reason to paskin like Rabbi Shimon. But really, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon anyway, just because he's simply the more correct of the two shitas. Okay, Bez Hashem. Next time we will do daf chaf gimel amud beis and try to finish up as Rosh Hashem the second parak of Maseches Beitza.